Janetta Svirskina. I've been living in Ireland for the last 20 years, basically in Waterford all those years. I currently work in a company called Glanwy. We're based in Bellevueport.
And we're here today at the Lithuanian Way, which is situated near Kilmeaden. Tell me a little bit about this project, Janetta.
So Lithuanian Way was established in 2022. This project was part of a bigger project which was organized by the Embassy of Lithuania in Ireland. The project itself was to show Lithuanian appearance in public places of Ireland, and we and our group came up with an idea to create and build a small rest area on Waterford Greenway. So this area is actually located about 11-12 kilometers away from the start of the Greenway from Bilberry, it's like a small garden. We spent a lot of time here in the summer. We try to maintain and make it look nice so people can come and enjoy the area. There is a stand, as you can see there in front of you, which provides a little bit of information on the project itself. It kind of provides a little bit of statistics of Lithuania and the population and communities in Ireland. There's also a few pictures on and information about the history, things to do in Lithuania, a bit about the culture. So if anybody wants to kind of just have a rest and read while they're here, the more happy kind of to enjoy their time here.
And it's beautiful, and we have the N25 road nearby, but despite the noise from traffic, it's still very tranquil here. What sort of work was involved in actually making this a reality?
This might not sound like a, might not look actually like a big project, but in fact it was fairly difficult to achieve. We had to cooperate with the Waterford City Council. We got a huge list of requirements that we actually have to meet. So it was a big project, and it took us a good bit of time. Because we are a non-profit organization, we are not registered, we don't have any funding. We had to kind of fund this area from our own pockets, I suppose. And we found few sponsors that we really want to kind of, today as we have an opportunity to say thank you to those people who actually believed in us and supported us. So it's a Woodhouse Estate in Stradbally, who are kind of long-term supportive of our community. There is a big support received from McDonald in Dungarvan. Euroscrap Metals, Monroe Motors, and few other our local community members.
What has the reaction been, Janetta, amongst the users of the Waterford Greenway to this Lithuanian Way?
The reaction, I think, was really good. We come here very often, especially during the summer, and we pretty much every single time see people actually sitting and enjoying the area. Last year actually was really, to our surprise, was really nice to see people camping in this area. So I think it kind of is really worked well, and people enjoying, and it's nice to create that link between Lithuania and Ireland, and then to invite people and get them to know us better. I think it's really nice link between the two countries.
Jovita Mika. I'm living in Ireland for nearly 20 years, working as a people manager in McDonald's franchisee, 20 years as well, nearly. And yeah, that's me.
And yourself and your Lithuanian friends who are gathered here today, you're all wearing beautiful blue hoodies, and they all have the same name on them. What is this name? Is it the name of a group?
Yeah, that's the name of the group. It's we call it Margos Dienos, or if we translate, it's colorful days. And the meaning comes from different activities we do. So we plan a year ahead, and we vote what activities we want to do. So hiking, kayaking, maybe trip abroad, girls' day out, boys' day out. So different activities. Yeah, and everybody who is willing to do some activity to what suits their time, they join. So this is completely voluntarily, no fees to join the group. We don't charge. Everything goes from our pocket. So if we plan a trip and we want, like I would like to go, I would pay for myself, but it's just to gather all people, Lithuanian, same-minded people, to spend good quality time.
So it's obvious that there's a huge sense of support and friendship amongst the Lithuanians living in Waterford.
Yeah, and there are more people not only from Waterford, County Kerry or even Northern Ireland. Some people come from like Tullamore, so Wexford. Many, many people who want to spend days together and maybe to have a sea swim after hiking and so on and so on. So yeah, we all come together on certain days and arrange that. So.
And you know, living in Ireland, having come from a different country, how important is it to have a network like that?
Massively important, because I think any foreign person living abroad, no matter in which part of the world, you are missing your own country. So having the same nationality people around you and meeting together is helping to build traditions back in where you're living, and maybe spend some quality time celebrating Easter or Christmas days together and doing certain traditional food events or arranging some camps during summer, so we can support Lithuanian language through our kids as well and teach them some traditions.
Yeah. And from reading about the Lithuanian way here, it's clear to see that Lithuanians are very proud of their landscape, their rural areas. Do Lithuanians enjoy outdoor pursuits? You've mentioned sea swimming, hiking.
So Lithuania is really flat if you look on the map. So I think it's good to be in Ireland because we can explore and do things what we have no opportunity to do that back home. Though the nature in Lithuania is really beautiful, and that's why we put some information down here, and Lithuanian people love meeting together as well and do some camping, overnight camping with fires, and celebrate some events as well, like with the fires and dances and songs around it. So it's very different nature-wise, Ireland and Lithuania, but at the same time, yes, we love doing things outside.
And Zanetta, a major event organized by Lithuanians takes place in Stradbally every year during the August bank holiday weekend. Can you tell me a little bit about this, please?
Of course. Yeah, so probably many people at this stage know about this event. It's been happening for the last 6 years. We started as a small kind of, it actually started as a small friends gathering to mark the Lithuanian King Coronation Day. Years then kind of passed, and it kind of grew into a bigger event. So 6 years later, we try to make it an official and invite more Lithuanians to come along and share that day and all the activities in Stradbally. So that I think the first year, 6 years ago, I suppose it was first official one event, and then it kind of grew from like 100 people to probably about 250 people we had for the last couple of years. And taking into consideration that there was COVID, we managed to kind of get through all the restrictions and put all the safety measurements in place, and still gather our community back to Stradbally make this event happen. Want to say a massive thanks to all the Woodhouse Estate and the owners, Mr. and Mrs. Thompsons, who massively support us and our community and provide the land like from year to year, and we couldn't thank them enough for this opportunity, I suppose. There is a large group of people, probably 12 volunteers who are managing the event, I suppose, and putting a lot of time and effort into making this event happen, I suppose, every year. So I probably just pass on to my right hand now, who does a lot of work, and he can probably explain a bit more about that.
Hi, my name is Dalis. I'm Dalis Mika. I'm from Dungarvan myself, and I work as a carpenter. So I would say we are proud of ourselves, what we are doing. There's loads of physical work involved into Stradbally preparation, into Stradbally event preparation. We're trying to do our best. We're trying to put our hearts into it, and knowledge and people that we know, so we can, I would say, get stuff that we need for better rates, for better price. Because as you already know, everything comes from our own pockets, so we're trying to keep the cost low.
And what sort of activities take place throughout the weekend?
Oh, there is it's an endless list. There is games. There is, first thing is the sober event. It's a sober family weekend, and we do have games. We do have live music artists, if we can get it. You know, of course, it's not that easy, but if Ambassador helps us, which he does more or less every single year, he supports us with whatever he can get. So we do get the screen, we get the cinema projector, we get DJ, we get speakers and amplifiers.
The idea for the event is to gather Lithuanian people together into one place and share the culture and pass the culture on to our kids. See, a lot of our kids have been born in Ireland and they lived in Ireland all those years, and they are far away from Lithuanian culture. So over that weekend, we try to pass on as much as we can to our kids and show them the games, the songs, the traditional ways to share all the knowledge that we have with them. And I think everybody have a great experience over those few days, and especially at the bonfire. We usually have a bonfire and kids really enjoy that. Everybody, I think, enjoys that. And kids have a live cinema, outdoor cinema, I suppose. So that's actually a great thing as well. And it's just a culture, just to bring and spread the culture between amongst ourselves, I suppose. That's the idea for the event.
And I believe this event is very well known throughout Ireland and throughout Lithuanians in Ireland, and there's high demand to attend every year.
That's correct. We started low profile, and we had to invite people to this event. At this stage, actually, people contacting us and asking when the event is going to happen this year, so they can book holidays and they can plan ahead of themselves, right? And it usually happens on the first weekend in August. Originally started in July, but because we got more and more people, there was more and more work was involved in preparation, and people wanted to stay longer, we moved the celebration to the first weekend in August. And at this stage, we actually open registration links to the guys probably around June. And then we stop registration at 200 because we always get people ask us to, can we add more and more? But we try to stay between 2 and 200 because it's easier for us to manage.
Oh, so my name is Remy. I'm in Ireland for 20 years, live in Wexford, self-employed. Actually, what we try to show to the kids in that event, which is organizing by Jeanette and Dalius and kind of our group, which is leave no trace after us. So we're coming in the field, and we're leaving field even cleaner as was before. So we even going in the beach, like, you know, to collect, we cleaning around our area, like, you know, and we try to keep, like, you know, show to youngsters, like, you know, that's a way to live, like, you know.
So this is a very important educational event also.
Yeah, beside all, like, you know, language games and all that, show that is we can live, like, you know, in nature without trace, like, you know, without leaving our signature, bad signatures around, like, you know.
We actually organized a group on the very last day, a group of people who attend the event, and we give them bags and gloves, and they go all around the area, go into the beach, even though we don't camp on the beach, but they go on the beach and surrounding areas, and they collect all the rubbish as much as we can. So we do a kind of clean day, I suppose, on the very last day. So that's part of the project, because we get so much from support from the owners and the management of the Woodhouse Estate. We try to kind of pay back somehow. So that's what we do in return.
Janetta, one of the events which you attended recently, of course, was Waterford Harvest Festival. What was the reaction from people in Waterford when they tasted Lithuanian food?
Yeah, so experience in Waterford Harvest Festival was so great. It actually was unbelievable. We met a lot of people from Waterford and from other countries, in fact. And the most surprising thing for, I'd say personally for me and probably for my friends here, was that a lot of people have already visited Lithuania. So they were able to tell us about Lithuania, the parts they visited, the foods they tasted, and the parts they actually really liked. So that was actually really, really nice to share that experience with other people, I suppose. And yes, on that day we had a stand at the Triangle city center, and we prepared a lot of foods and different kind of goodies, and we shared with the locals and invite them to kind of get to the Lithuanian national foods, yeah, and invited them to try and maybe to come and visit Lithuania someday. We had a lot of leaflets and we had a lot of information provided on the day, and yeah, we just wanted to again create a link between our culture and the culture that accepted us here in Ireland.
Janetta, another big recent event was the New Year's Eve celebration here in Waterford.
We decided to get our people together and mark this day amongst ourselves. So we had a venue booked early in the year, but then we got a cancellation the very last minute. And we are very lucky because Riverside Cottages, based on the Dunmore Road, they really helped us and assist and accommodate us for our celebration. So we managed to get over 70 people from our community to come to Waterford and celebrate the New Year's Eve together. So a big, big thank you to Riverside Cottage, and hopefully we can do again maybe in the future years.